Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hey, everybody, I'm Dave Whitechuck. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and I kind of have a fun episode today, or at least it's fun for me. I hope you guys think it's fun, too. I wanted to talk about some of my all-time clients today, these clients that I'll never forget for one reason or another, because look, in real estate that you're going to interact with a ton of people. And what you'll find out is that some clients just aren't worth the time that you're spending on them. Some of them are not ready to make a decision to buy or sell a house, even though they say they are. And others might have you doing some weird things you never thought you'd do, because you're trying to get a sale and you get to the point where you're almost just trying to make them feel like you're one of them, even though you might not be. So I remember one client that I had. It was a couple. It was a young couple. I think they were recently married. And to their credit, they knew exactly what they wanted. What made them challenging is they didn't want to pay for it. they knew what they wanted. You know, they wanted a $400,000 house, but they only wanted to, you know, spend $200,000 on that house. And it was one of the things where the girl in the couple, her parents had tremendous influence over her. And no matter what I showed them, the mom was always quick to point out that she and her husband did not pay that much when they bought their house, you know, 30 plus years ago, right? So yeah, obviously house prices have gone up a little bit since then. They had some really bizarre requirements that when I look back at it, I think about it, and I should have known pretty quickly that I shouldn't have worked with these people, but I did for about 4 months. We'll talk about that here shortly. They needed a huge dining room. They wanted a huge dining room in their house, but they wanted a small house, a rancher, a little three-bedroom ranch with a huge dining room, which in northeastern Pennsylvania, it almost doesn't exist. I mean, people built dining rooms to fit the size of the family that they thought would be living in the house. So a three-bedroom house isn't going to have a huge dining room. She wanted a huge dining room because she had a dining room table that seated 12 people. It was only her and the husband who were buying the house. So it's a family of two, but she needed a dining room table that seated 12. And I asked her, I said, well, how frequently, you know, are you serving dinner to 12 people at the same time? And she said, almost never. And I'll never forget it. Her grandmother had a hutch. And if the house, like if the hutch would not fit into this house, the house became off limits. I almost felt bad for them about this because I just think about my children and who knows, maybe someday I'll be fortunate enough to have grandchildren. If they ever pass up on buying a house that would be perfect for them because there's some artifact from my life that wouldn't fit there, I'd feel terrible about that, you know? So, I mean, maybe grandma really wanted them to have this hutch, but I never saw it. But quite frankly, I would have liked to have. Another thing that made these guys challenging is that the parents crushed every house that they actually liked. I remember there was one house that I walked them through over 14 months, over 4 months. I think they probably saw close to 20-some houses with me. But they really liked it. They liked it so much that she called her parents and said, you need to come look at this house. I think this is going to be the one. And the parents got there and they just destroyed the house. They said they absolutely positively couldn't buy it. It wasn't worth the money and so on and so forth. And they decided not to put the offer on that particular house. I literally broke up with them on the sidewalk in front of that house at that time. 4 months later, you know, probably 20 houses. I said, look, guys, I don't think this is going to work out. And I hope you find exactly what you're looking for. But for whatever reason, I just don't think I'm going to be the guy that's going to make it happen for you. And I stopped working with those clients and kind of lost track of them. I don't know where they went. But I will tell you this. Honestly, it was about a little over 2 years later, I was having an open house on one of the properties that was for sale with my company. I wasn't the listing agent, but I was working the open house because the listing agent scheduled it, couldn't make it. And, you know, when you're the boss, if someone can't make it, you end up being there.
So I'm at this open house 2 years after I stopped working with this couple, and the husband from the couple walked through the door of the open house. It was 2 years later, and they still haven't bought a home. And at that moment, the rush of thankfulness that came over me at that moment, like, dear God, imagine if I spent the last 2 years working with this same couple. And the best part is I had to play it off like it was no big deal. I'm like, hey, buddy, how's everything going? Still looking? Haven't found the right house? No, we're still looking. I'm like, all right, well, hang in there, pal. I'm sure the right one's out there for you. He's the only person at the open house that I didn't ask for his number or his email because, you know, I didn't want to go down that road again. Some people just aren't worth the time. There's other people who just aren't ready. I remember another young couple I worked with. I thought they were young. And the guy had a really interesting name, and that's why I'll never forget him. He introduced himself to me as Xandar, which I thought, hey, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, people are, I mean, like, I went to school with 35 guys named Mike. So they needed their own place. I met with them. I had a buyer consult with them. They needed their own place because their parents just didn't understand their life. But he was 35. He was living in the room he grew up in with his parents, and his girlfriend was also living with her parents. They were together for 10 years, still not engaged, couldn't find the right ring. That's what he told me. And I should have known then. The girlfriend's parents wouldn't let Xandar stay over her house, and his parents wouldn't let his girlfriend stay over his house. So, you know, they needed their own place. At 35, he made the decision he needed his own place. And, you know, it was one of these things. I look back, I should have did this sooner. I had a pre-approval from them, but back at this time, I was just a realtor at this time, didn't have my own company. There were a million buyers that you were working with, and you would just get pre-approval sent to you. And I had it. I knew they were pre-approved. The lender told me the amount that they were pre-approved for. And truthfully, I didn't even open the email. But one day, after working with these guys for so long, I couldn't take it. So I went and I looked just to make sure what they were pre-approved for. And when I opened up the pre-approval, Xandar's name was Bill. His actual name was Bill. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. So when I met with him, I said, hey, buddy, I'm sorry. I've been calling you Xandar this whole time. I just looked at your pre-approval. I didn't realize your name is Bill. And he goes, no, look, I prefer to be called Xandar. So, okay. Any reason? And he goes, yes, there's a video game that I play. That's the name of my character in my video game. So I like everyone to call me Xandar. And the best part is, as this 35-year-old man who lived in his parents' house in the room he grew up in, I had to look him straight in the eye and act like that was completely and totally normal, and that I understood exactly why he wanted to be called. I'm like, nah, man, I get it. Yeah, that makes total. Hey, Xandar, it is, right? Ironically enough, 90 days later, because we had a 3-month contract, we met. We were going to go see houses, but they said, hey, let's meet at a coffee shop before we go look at houses. And they met with me and they said, hey, just want to let you know, I think we're going to work with a different realtor. We just feel like maybe this isn't working. They actually broke up with me, but it was kind of funny. It was something that I'll never forget. You know, sometimes I don't know whatever happened to them. I don't know if they ever bought a house. I literally never saw them again from that moment forward. Then I also had what I call my power line people. I met a couple. They were from, I think, Connecticut. They had an elderly mom in the area. They wanted to come in. They would come in like every weekend. They didn't want to stay in hotel rooms anymore. So they were going to buy a house. They were going to pay cash. And at a time when not a lot of people were paying cash. So I said, all right, you know, these guys are going to be my clients. And it's so funny. Sometimes you'll just do weird things. I think they would have been described in the past as hippies, very earthy. So the one time I was showing them a house, and as I was talking about the house, walking through the backyard, I realized they weren't next to me, and I turned around, and the woman was laying on the ground with her arms and legs spread open completely. I thought maybe she had fallen. I turned around, I said, oh my God, is everything okay? And she goes, no. She goes, can you feel it? And I couldn't feel it. I said, no, I'm sorry, what are you talking about? And she said to her husband, she goes, come on, get down here with me. And at that point in time, and I should have known that he was weird because he had those shoes on that had individual toes, which I think is bizarre, but that's the shoes he was, and she goes, come on down here with me. And he gave me the look like you're going to, like, you know, like guys have a code, even weird guys, where like they give you the look like you're going to have to agree with me on this one. So I kind of got it. So he laid down on the ground and he was like, oh yeah, no, I get it. I feel it too. The wife said to me, she goes, Dave, you got to do it. And I thought I was getting punked. I didn't know, like, this is only the second time I worked with them, but I needed the money and they were cash buyers. So sure enough, I laid down on the ground right next to him, put my arms and legs out like they were. And she goes, can you feel that? And I said, yeah, you know, I think maybe I can. I'm just agreeing to whatever they're saying at this point. I think maybe I can. I go, what is it? She goes, it's that power line that's off in the distance. She goes, can you feel it? And I go, yeah, now that you mention it, son of a gun. I didn't know what that was, but now I know it's the power line. She was convinced that she could feel the energy from a distant power line in the backyard of this house. So she didn't buy it. But I went along with everything she said, acted like it was completely normal. And honestly, the next time I went out with them, they ended up buying a beautiful home that they stayed in every time they came in to see her mom. So this job will have you doing some weird things. It'll have you working with some odd clients. Look, you know, all in all, it's in good fun. It's in good spirits. I like all the people that I work with. Do I think sometimes they have some bizarre traits? Of course I do. They probably feel the same way about me, but it's an interesting job. And if you're willing to meet interesting people, it might be the right career for you. That's all for today. I'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.